Hi, this is Glory with Successful Marketing Group. I have worked with local businesses for over 10 years, and I'd love your help in supporting local Twin City restaurants right now. This month, I'd like to spotlight Pimento Jamaican Kitchen in Minneapolis. They are a committed supporter of their community and serving authentic, delicious Jamaican food using family recipes and fresh ingredients. My favorite is the slow-roasted jerk pork, and the jerk chicken is pretty great too. Go to my Instagram at Successful Biz Owners for more info on them.
It is the afternoon of February 23rd. Welcome to the Cheryl Reeve Show, starring, of course, Cheryl Reeve. This is part of the Talk North Podcast Network. Cheryl, I've just, you know, as I do, I've been scrolling the internet and reading Twitter and Instagram and everything. I just keep seeing these images of you in leopard print and sequins on runways, and I don't know what the hell's going on.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I forgot that was posted. Yeah, that was, oh goodness, that was a few years ago when we used to do our catwalk for The Cure. And I always had a good time with it. I think my biggest thing was I was trying to get as much of a reaction out of our players as I possibly could.
So yeah, I imagine that worked.
It did. It did. And those are my favorite things to look at is to see the players in the background.
That's great stuff. Yeah. So, and the gratuitous use of sunglasses indoors. I really appreciate that as well.
Oh, that was all part of it. That brought it all together. So, and it was for a great cause. And now we do other things, the catwalk for a cure, but yeah, it was our team really enjoyed that. I think our fans enjoyed that kind of interaction with our group too.
Oh, I think so. I mean, and that's been my favorite thing about covering and writing about the Lynx over the years now is just so many great personalities, so many good-hearted people. And, you know, I'll say it again. I haven't said it in a while. I can't wait until we get back to doing live shows and better times because it's my favorite fan base to interact with, and our live shows, the way people interact with you are just fantastic. And not many four-time champion coaches put themselves out there the way you do. And I really appreciate that. Reminder, you can find all the shows as they are released at Talk North Pod on Twitter. You can go to talknorth.com, see all of the shows. If you like basketball, you might also be interested in the John Krasinski Show. If you're interested in sponsoring our program, you can reach Karen Cleary at KCLEARY at talknorth.com. You can join our current sponsors, Rudy Luther Toyota, Cara Quinn, your vibemn.com realtor, Bonfey Home Services, and of course, as you heard at the beginning of the program, SuccessfulMarketingGroup.com. Thanks also to our producer, Brandon Morton. So we've talked about the big changes, the big free agent moves. I thought this might be a good opportunity to get your scouting eye involved even to a higher level, because we've talked about kind of the big picture of all the moves. Could you just break down each of the three free agents for me a little bit as kind of a coach and a scout? Like, can you tell me, let's start with Kayla McBride. What does she do particularly well? What has made her a star in this league?
Firing the three ball. I would say that's what would be first and foremost that would come to mind. And what I enjoy is her confidence in transition, or her confidence in coming off of a screen, knowing that she's open. I think it's one of the hardest things to teach shooters is to have the courage to know that you're open and fire away, and don't fear getting your shot blocked or if somebody's too close to you. You know, she rarely finds herself in a situation where she's shot faking. Many, many shooters shot fake when they were open, and Kayla's never going to shot fake when she was open. She's it's going to be gone. And you know, what I appreciate about Kayla is that she's had a lot of success in shooting the ball. She also has had a lot of success in getting to the foul line a couple of years back in particular, because you have such shot credibility, the defender is in this place of being out of position to try to contest. And so really good players understand the value of their shot, and they use it against the defense to help create an overall shot for your team. And so the next level for Kayla, I think she's particularly excited about is being able to put the ball down and get to the rim herself, for a variety of finishes, or to collapse the defense and now kick it out to another available shooter who's going to get an uncontested shot. And so she just has a unique ability, this incredible confidence to shoot the ball when she's open. And it just does wonders for your offense.
And it's such a separator, isn't it? I mean, there are so many people in the world who can shoot. shoot alone in a gym, shoot when, you know, in easy situations, the ability to get a shot off quickly, boy, that stresses a defense so much.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, she's going to draw a lot of attention. She's going to get, you know, the best opponent perimeter defender, and that's going to challenge her. And I like the idea of evolving her game to, you know, when you watch someone like Damian Lillard or Steph Curry, their ability to create a window to not be contested. And that comes through ball handling and changing of direction. You know, because what you don't want is contested shots. And so then if it's not available, what's the next thing is now you got to, you know, kind of create that. So Rachel's very good at that. Rachel Banham, when somebody closes long and she feels the heat, her escape dribble is really good. Her step back is good to create a window. And, you know, Kayla will have, you know, those same opportunities. And yeah, it's got, you know, tremendous value for your offense. And we were a really good, probably the best 3-point shooting team I've had. I'd have to go back and look at the data on it, but it really felt like we were able to space the floor really well last summer. And, you know, that was by design. We set out, you know, in the offseason to add 3-point shooting. We never had that. We had really prolific scorers in Lindsay and Simone. And, you know, obviously Maya was a willing 3-baller. But man, like it just wasn't a big part of our gig. And the game, I remember in 2016, LA Sparks were really good 3-point shooting team. And we weren't as good. And I really was concerned at that time about our team's evolution. Brunson came back in 2017, started shooting more threes. But this was probably our best 3-point shooting team in our ability to space the floor. And I'm really, you know, happy we're going to be able to continue that and add, you know, such a quick trigger like Kayla, especially in transition.
Have you had any conversations with Kayla? Is Kayla at a point in her career where, you know, you think there's something you can do to help her, or is she just somebody who's already there and you just need to just fit her in the offense?
She's such a worker. So she's wanting to add to her game. And, you know, our communications have been around, you know, where she reaches out and says, "Coach, what kind of actions do I need to be working on?" So that's like such a fun thing. You know, she's over playing overseas and doing quite well for her Fenerbahce team and, you know, leading scorer, playing very confidently. And, you know, has her team well positioned in EuroLeague as well. So, you know, she's saying, "Hey, you know, in my workouts, I want to incorporate, you know, some of the stuff that you're going to want me to do." So, yeah, I mean, she's always looking to improve. I remember when the news broke that we were going to be able to sign Kayla, that the number of messages I got around her work ethic, her will to win. So that was particularly exciting. I observed those things, and she was always in the gym working. But to have so many people have that as like the first thing they said about her was really, really fun. And we look forward to we love people that have a tremendous work ethic and a passion for the game. You can do well with those kinds of players.
And tell me about Ariel Powers. She's been on a championship team, and last year she really seemed to break through, you know, statistically. What are her strengths, and why did we see a jump in her numbers last year?
Yeah, really dynamic player that I think, you know, just has, you know, kind of, I think in Washington, the couple of years that she was there, really found herself in a good place as a pro. It took her a little bit, you know, her first couple of years in the league probably weren't the best for her overall, just whether it was this, you know, we always say this too. It's like, you know, young players, when you get in the right situation, how much faster your career gets going. Not the case for Ariel, for whatever the reasons. The trade to Washington was extremely good for her. I think that when you are around championship basketball, it often is because of the team mindset and, you know, the chemistry that exists. And I think that those players in Washington really helped Ariel understand what it takes to be successful. And so if you look at skill set wise, Ariel is a player that was always able to bounce, raise, kind of get into the paint, put her body on the line for finishes. She evolved in the area of 3-point shooting in Washington. That was really important. That's absolutely all credit to Mike Thibault and Eric Thibault and their staff, Asia Jones, in the ways that they worked with her and really broadened her game. Because again, when you have shot credibility at the 3-point line, especially with her tremendous ability to put the ball down, she's athletic. You know, she's fearless, and that's the way she plays. She's absolutely fearless, and she's going to get into the paint, find teammates, kick it out, just knows how to play. And so she's kind of a three-level scorer. You know, I've talked to her about, you know, Kayla McBride's mindset should be very contagious for someone like AP, where we're saying, AP, you're coming off a screen. You got to know that you're open. You got to shoot it. You know, she has a tendency to have a pause to, hey, am I open from here? Should I take the shot? And that's just too long. And so I think if we can get AP to that point as well, you know, she certainly has a mid-range game. And then obviously at the rim, she's really good. She gets to the foul line. Great defender. You know, she's one that AP will be contagious for our team with her, you know, what they call her juice, her energy, what she brings, the passion, you know, the excitement that she plays with, and the enthusiasm that she has for her teammates' success, her success. It's something that, you know, it was a big draw for me. I like a big personality. I like somebody that's, you know, going to take that on, because it's, it requires a great deal of energy to do that, to give of yourself in that way. And then, you know, to be, you know, so focused on team success. You know, she's just got a lot there, and her numbers jumped because of the opportunity, jumping. You know, she came off the bench for the Washington's championship team, not her team, so to speak, but had a really important role, and would come off the bench, you know, as basically most championships have multiple starters, on their bench, you know, players that could be legit starters in other places. And AP was certainly that. And so now it's, you know, it's timing in your career. She had 5 years under her belt, and now it's about the next 5 years. You know, it comes in 5-year segments, and you know, for her to now kind of have this role, you know, to be somebody that the team is going to count on night in and night out, is something that she's pretty excited about.
Let's talk about Natalie Chunwa next. We do want to thank our sponsors, Welcome Rooted Luther Toyota, and thank Cara Quinn, your vibemn.com realtor. First, I want you to hear from Rudy Luther Toyota.
Ready for a women-forward car dealership? Rudy Luther Toyota empowers their many women on staff in sales, management, and service. Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
One of the cool things, if you want to sell a house, want to check out what your house is worth, not only can you find out, you know, all of Cara Quinn's information at VibeMN.com, you can also sign up for a newsletter. I get her newsletter because I never know when, you know, my wife's career might change. We might end up shifting neighborhoods or looking around. I also like to know what my house is worth. She has a great newsletter. Tips on what you need to know when selling a home, what the market's doing right now. You can schedule a consultation, even if you're not looking to sell right now, even if you just want, you know, to kind of just test the market or know where you stand. She puts out a market update. She puts out featured listings, which are obviously very good parameters. So you can go to vibemn.com and check out CaraQuinn. Or you can go there and just sign up for the newsletter. Either way, you will get to find out a lot about Cara, her background, her success, and what's going on with the current housing market. Also, we want to thank Bonfi Home Services. We'll tell you more about them later. So Natalie Chunwa, you know, of course, the first thing that jumps out is that she has size and she's a good defender. What else can you tell us about her?
Yeah, I think when you hear Natalie talk about her game, you know, it mirrors exactly what every coach says in terms of the first thing she understands is that it's a lot of intangibles, a lot of doing the little things well, things that win possessions. And if you remember her press conference, that's what she talked about. It's rare that players use that terminology that coaches use, in that, you know, that's her value, is she understands what it takes to win a possession. And so when you have a player on the floor in your locker room that is communicating, we're trying to win a possession. We win possessions at a time. It is incredibly valuable. And so how does she do it? Screening. Think a lot about Taj McWilliams' game, McWilliams-Franklin's game. you know, when you understand the angle of your screen, the timing of your screen, you're going to get an easier shot. You know, she's going to be somebody that you don't have to run any plays for. She's gonna take shots when she knows that she's open. You know, she has a 15 to 17 foot away from the basket shot. You know, I think she's a capable scorer on the block. She's somebody that I think in terms of passing we're gonna utilize maybe more than she has at this point in her career as a professional. I thought that, you know, her time at Notre Dame put her in those positions a little bit more to have the ball in her hands. She'll be a tremendous, you know, facilitator in the trail position. And, you know, we just want her to, you know, kind of show us who she is offensively. I think that that's a player that certainly room for improvement to be able to be versatile who she plays with. You want to be able to have space with Syl. And so therefore, you know, who you play with Syl has to make sure that they can, you know, be a threat from distance. You know, otherwise, it's a little more crowded in there. And I think that's something Natalie wants to add. And, you know, she shot more threes, you know, the last couple seasons. I have to get in the trenches with her a little bit more to understand more about her shot. But, you know, I think that sometimes it's just merely confidence to know that the coach is okay with you doing it. And you know, kind of giving her that freedom, that space to recognize, hey, I'm supposed to shoot this right now. I'm gonna knock this down. So she's just really good all around. You mentioned the defense. She's hard to play against. It's hard to get position on her. She just is always somebody who's very, very competitive and you know, will challenge her teammates and you know, whether it's in timeouts, on the floor, in the locker room. So just, you know, incredibly valuable package that is Natalie Achanwa. We're really excited to have, and we thought it was important to really bolster our post group.
How was the season ticket holder event?
Good, really good. The winter mixer.
Yeah.
We were really good. I thought that our staff got really, meaning the Lynx business operations, the Lynx and Timberwolves folks that put so much energy into the production of this for our great season ticket member base. And I thought there was some great content in there. And I enjoyed it. I actually sat down and watched it. And, you know, I like hearing from our players. And so that was valuable. And I would imagine that the season ticket members received that pretty well. And we are sure hopeful that we'll get to see everybody in person really soon. I think we're trending in the right direction. We just, you know, we just hopefully can get there and get back in front of our fans. Everybody's excited about that.
Yes, I'm ready to see some basketball, some WNBA basketball. I'm ready to see. I thought last year with your team was a blast, you know, getting to see Dangerfield develop and you know, Nafisa Collier play, Demiris Dantas progress. And I mean, you said it earlier about other championship caliber teams said they have starters on their bench. I mean, it looks like that's going to happen with you this year.
Well, that's something that we're excited about. And Ariel Powers mentioned that in the winter mixer, as well as in her press conference, that was the draw for her. That's probably what put it over the top for her. You know, we were fortunate in that Ariel's process, the timing of her process was a little more delayed than it was with Kayla and Natalie. Kayla and Natalie was like first weekend, we were done. And it was just a matter of waiting to, you know, to hear what was, you know, going to be the direction. Whereas Ariel, we really didn't talk with her till a week in, not because we didn't want to. It was more of that's how the process went for AP. And so at that point, we were able to actually share with her, hey, look, this is what we got going on. You have a chance to be a part of a really, really good free agency class and put our team in a position to be considered contenders. This league is really good. And I think there's, you know, there's a, you know, a team like Vegas that might be the most highly thought of in terms of an opportunity to win a championship. Washington certainly, you know, could be a team, you know, if they bring it all together signings wise. And then there's, you know, there's teams like us. I know Chicago's getting a lot of shine for their addition of Candace Parker, but we're right there. And so that's really exciting. And I think AP recognized that. And she's like, oh, and you're going to be together for a while. This is a team that's going to, you know, that was by design. I don't want, you know, every year that for us to be, you know, chasing things in free agency, adding 1 year here. This is a team that's going to be together. Fee's on her rookie deal. Chris is on her rookie deal. You know, these three that signed up, I mean, they're going to be here for the next few years. And so it was really appealing, I think, for AP to see that. You know, like I said, I think it helped put us over the top.
Have you had any conversations with Sylvia, how long she wants to play?
Yeah, you know, Syl and I had a chance to talk down at USA Basketball. We were in Columbia, South Carolina, and spent some time together. And good news for us is that, you know, Syl wants to keep playing, you know, this. So her contract ends this season. She's on the old CBA. So, you know, she'll be looking for a new contract. And so we'll find ourselves in that situation in the off season. I needed to know that information, obviously, to kind of go, hey, what are we doing? You know, I'll have money for you, or if it's not for you, it'll be for somebody else. Let's talk through this. And so those conversations are good. As long as Syl is enjoying what she's doing and she feels good physically, she'll keep going. She's not somebody that's going to say, hey, I'm going to play until I'm 40. It's more of, I'm going to go, you know, a couple of years at a time, and let's see how I'm feeling, and let's see if I want to keep doing this. And still has, as we know, has off court aspirations in terms of, you know, a business. You know, she's somebody that, you know, is a candidate for starting a family. And so there's a lot, and she's 35 years old. So those things are, you know, a little more, you know, in focus than what they were 5 years ago. So I don't think we have 5 years with Syl, but I think we have some more time with Syl, and you know, we, you know, are doing everything we can to put her in position to be successful and to be healthy. That's where our energy is right now. And, you know, managing the end of a career is something I always want to be good at. And that means minutes, that, again, very important that we have, Dontis and Natalie, and, you know, we have a post group that can take some pressure off of Syl, but that was really important. So that was for her. And then, yeah, we we'll take it as it comes. We'll be ready, you know, from a planning standpoint, whichever direction it goes. But obviously Syl's important. And Syl was a big reason why these players came here as well. You know, Syl's a great vet to be around.
Yeah, I would imagine. She's another person with a great personality, and I've really gotten to appreciate her more and more over the years. She's kind of opened up, I think, with the media in probably a way that you guys always see behind the scenes. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't want to meet.
Well, I was going to say, I think that's hard for players, right? Like,
yep.
But I think that you hit the nail on the head. We were actually just talking this morning. Syl's in town, and you know, we rewinded to 2015, and you know, we were just talking about the team then and just the evolution, and Syl's evolution. And when Syl's around, her communication, she's been doing this. She was really good at it last year, and I think even the year before that. She's just a, you know, just maturity wise, she's, you know, she's there, and she's become such a really strong leader and important voice for us. And she doesn't hold anything in, where I think maybe initially she was a little more guarded and kind of saw the leadership as, you know, somebody else's job. And now she understands, she looks around and goes, I don't have all these veterans I used to have, that, you know, that things, life was kind of easy. And she's been such an important part of the transition of this team and the direction we were able to go. And so I'm happy. I think, you know, and with that has come comfort with, you know, being in the community and being, you know, around our media and giving more of herself. And so I'm glad that you and others get to see so much of her now.
Yeah, she's a blast. We have made a habit of talking about social justice issues and things, you know, pertaining to the real world outside sports. Anything on your mind today?
You know, something that I think is really important, and we talk about is Black-owned businesses and supporting Black-owned businesses. And I came across the Minnesota Black Box that features Minnesota. So buying local, mm-hmm. and supporting and kind of having a, you know, a mindset of this. This was a really cool. And I'm gonna make sure I get the name right, as if I can get onto my. This would be a really an accomplishment for me. And so I was reading, it's a Minnesota Black Box story. You know, is every month they feature new products from local business owners. And so it's an introduction maybe of people that don't know that these businesses exist. And, you know, so for example, for us, it's something that we actually featured on our website or on our social media account, there's a local business that does desserts. And so, you know, we're saying we're all about being more intentional. And so one of our biggest things that we do, this is really important stuff. One of the biggest things that we do is celebrate birthdays on the team. Mm-hmm. And so every time we're celebrating a birthday, we're bringing in sweets, whether it's cupcakes, whatever the birthday person would like. And so I'm saying that's who we're going to go with now. That's who we're going to support. And if you go to, I want to say, it was on our Twitter account, the name of the business, a dessert place. And so we just want to amplify. And so much of it is just awareness, for what's available. And so that's what's on my mind is, supporting local black owned businesses, especially women run.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up. Good stuff from Cheryl. As always, we might make this, we might have a bonus show this week and bring in a special guest later in the week and have a show out over the weekend. Please check that out as well. Again, you can find all the shows at talktowork.com. You can follow Cheryl on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. You'll see this show as it's released. Once again, thanks to Brandon Morton and to Bonfey Home Services, Rudy Luther Toyota, Cara Quinn, and Successful Marketing Group. And we'll talk to you later this week.
If your furnace or boiler isn't keeping up with cold weather, call Bonfey. They have regular rates from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. There is always a live person to take your call 24/7. Bonfey technicians are trained and certified. Their trucks are stocked with parts so they can get your heating system up and running again quickly and right. If your furnace and boiler is on its last leg and needs to be replaced, Bonfey can install a new one for you. Installations can happen as soon as the same day. Bonfey is a family-owned and operated business, been in business since 1993, licensed, bonded, insured. Any equipment Bonfey installs comes with a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about your heating system again for as long as you live in the home. If your heating system needs service or needs to be replaced, better call Bonfey. Save $200 off a new furnace or boiler installation when you tell the folks at Bonfey you heard about it from John Krasinski.